Knowledge Products presents Science and Discovery, Chemistry and the Enlightenment.
On February 20th, 1773, a 30-year-old French chemist wrote an entry in his laboratory notebook.
The importance of the end in view prompted me to undertake all this work, which seemed to me destined to bring about a revolution in physics and chemistry. I have felt bound to look upon all that has been done before me as suggestive. I have proposed to repeat it all with new safeguards in order to link our knowledge of the air that goes into combination or that is liberated from substances with other acquired knowledge and to form a theory.
Many young scientists dream of making revolutionary discoveries, though nowadays they may hesitate to record such dreams in their laboratory notebooks. Antoine Lavoisier did achieve his revolution. It was so successful, and it was so much identified with Lavoisier himself, that Lavoisier is generally regarded as the founder of modern chemistry. Like most revolutions, the new chemistry was built on a foundation produced by much earlier work. If we go back 2 centuries before Lavoisier, we can discern 3 principal and sometimes interweaving traditions from which modern chemistry would eventually develop. These were metalworking, medicine, and alchemy. Indeed, if chemistry was ever to become an organized and respectable science...